Coach Bobby Johnson joins us on the Ferguson Heating and Cooling Hotline. Good morning, Coach.
Good morning. How y'all doing?
Have you been on the rowing machine yet this morning?
Not yet. I'll do that at lunch because we're not pressed for a whole bunch of time today.
Coach, how much better do you think you were from Alabama and then going in Ole Miss?
Well, I think we were significantly better. I think we.
I was going to give you the percentages, man. I thought you were going to say 36%.
14.2 or something like that.
Or
104. No, I was being serious.
Or 104.5.
Got into me.
Kevin told me about that you got asked that question, and you said, about 36.6%.
I don't know what got into me. I got serious there. I was going to answer.
You came to the wrong place for that.
Exactly.
Serious, talk about the improvement, though, between Alabama and Ole Miss.
Well, I think it mainly was mental. Seemed to be a little tougher and rebounded from some bad things that happened in the game. And, of course, you know, I think a huge thing was, you know, Chris Nixon was relatively a lot more healthy than he was against Alabama. So, you know, we didn't quite know that was going on during the Alabama game. And, you know, sometimes players try to play through stuff that they can't. And I think a healthy Chris Nixon would have helped us against Alabama.
You had to like the way Kaysen Jackson Garrison ran the football. You didn't have Jeff Jennings at your disposal out with an ankle injury, and Kaysen really he picked up the slack, and I thought did a good job of recognizing, you know, when to press the hole, when to be patient, let things develop.
He really did, and we had a lot of good work on that play all week. The zone stretch, and you know, we got the backs with the linemen, and you know, showed them what the blocks were going to be and how we needed to be patient. And he did a fantastic job. And once the hole opened up, he did a good job of getting in it and pressing it upfield. So, yeah, he really stepped up, and I was glad to see it. And, you know, there were some subtle hints, but, you know, nobody really had to get on Kaysen after the Alabama game. He was practicing extremely hard last week and was – really determined to do better, and he did.
And Bobby, your defense did two things it didn't do against Alabama: pressure on the quarterback, 7 sacks, and as we mentioned, Ben Jarvis Green Ellis, aka the Hyphen, 21 carries, 66 yards. Pretty impressive numbers.
They were. Obviously, they had to throw a little bit more in the second half, and he didn't get his opportunities, but we still did a very good job. I think his longest run was 10 yards, and when you can play the run that way, you know, you're going to put pressure on the quarterback because they're going to be forced to pass. And we did a good job. I don't think anybody got more than 1 sack, and we had 7. So that's pretty good when we got that many people who can rush to passer.
DJ Moore seems to have a good sense of what he's doing, not only on defense, and we talked about it in our conversations with you the last couple of weeks. He's doing a little bit of everything for you this season, and just has had a great first 3 games.
I tell you, he had a fantastic day returning kickoffs. I think our average on the kickoffs, we started on the 43-yard line every time, or average the 43-yard line, which is fantastic. You know, that helps your offense more than just about anything, and that was sort of what was predicted with the kick being moved back to the 30, and, you know, it's just putting a lot of pressure on some defenses now. I think that's going to be a big factor all year long.
How much do you talk to DJ and your defensive backs in general about just having a short memory if you get beat on a play, just coming right back and giving it another shot?
Well,
because he seems to be able to do that, to shake one off if it doesn't go his way.
He really did. He gave up a long throw and came right back when we had to have it. We were only up 7 and got us a great kickoff return up to the 45, and we took it down and missed a field goal, but we controlled about 6 minutes of the clock. So you got to do that. He actually had 2 over him. The first one, he was in perfect position, and it just looked like it went through his hands. I don't know. I couldn't believe it, really, to tell you the truth. But the second one, he needs to be a little bit more, have a little bit better concentration in situations where, you know, we've got the game in hand, and he knows people are going to try to throw deep. And I'm not worried about him that much on it. I think he'll get better and better in that situation. And he's certainly an exciting player now. He's going to make somebody happy.
Coach, maybe it's too early to do the self-scouting. I know a lot of times, like during the bye week, that's what you guys like to do, is as far as if you're doing things and just as far as your tendencies goes. How much do you do that, and is it too early to do that with the bye week coming so early?
No, it's not. In fact, you know, with digital scouting and all that stuff now, we can pretty much self-scout, you know, through the computer and pick up any tendencies we may have, and it's pretty easy to do, and we got some graduate assistants who do a fantastic job for us, and they just look on the computer and see if there's anything glaring, and then the coaches will take a look at it, and we sort of do it after every game anyway. So technology sometimes is a great thing. Sometimes you put too much into it, and you even waste a lot of time trying to save time.
Are you on the Avid system?
We're Exos.
Okay, so, I mean, just as far as the technology that you've seen in coaching, just as far as getting the tapes and getting the cut-ups and everything, you got to be, you know, it's night and day compared to what it used to be.
Oh, it's heaven. I tell you, it's unbelievable. You know, they now send the games from school to school over the internet. We don't have to go to the airport or meet somebody halfway or anything like that.
We'll meet you at the Cracker Barrel.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And, you know, it's wonderful. And you know, once those graduate assistants get it all tagged and put into the system, you can get any kind of situation you want. You can get a cut up instantaneously. If you want all third and tens from the right hash between the 40 and the 50-yard line in the fourth quarter of, you know, away games, you know, you can get it, you know, just right on the money. So it does save you time, but like I say, you can get enamored by that thing and sit there and never get a feel for what the other team does.
Back in the day, would you kind of have the 8mm? You'd have the thing would break, and you have to tape it up yourself, or what?
Oh, sure. I was an expert at it. I could thread a 16mm projector in about 3 seconds.
Well, if things don't work out, you know, the Regal Cinemas, you know. You can get out of
there. Frank used to work in a movie theater. He was an expert at that, too.
Splice it.
I want to be one of those guys with a flashlight, though.
Telling people to turn off their phones.
Exactly.
Bobby, real quick, with all due respect to Kentucky, South Carolina, and Alabama, because you know, the jury is still out. It looks like Florida and LSU are clearly the two best teams, at least at this point of the season. But how interesting is your conference when you see a lot of teams like Vanderbilt and, you know, six or seven other schools, you know, sort of right there in the same grouping in terms of on any given Saturday, you're not really sure what's going to happen.
You're not, and I think that's not only with the SEC, it's with all college football. We've all seen it happen in the last 3 weeks, and you know, people beat people, and you got to be ready to play. And if you don't execute, and a lot of times it's not a matter of talent, it's a matter of execution, and maybe just one player concentrating and another or not, you know, can really be the difference in a game. So it sure is a lot more exciting, I think, you know, when more teams have a chance to win, and I think that's why college football is, you know, going like gangbusters right now. It's a great game to watch. It's unpredictable. The matchups are unbelievable, and you just don't get that robot versus robot kind of team, in my opinion, like the NFL. I mean, they're all great athletes. They all got about the same talent, and it just – I think it's a better game.
Bobby, we appreciate your time this morning. Talk to you next week.
All right, guys.